Hello, your readers on this part of Chatterbox are Pauline Goldsworthy and Mike Hutchinson. As usual, we have a mix of news, features and information desk. Our feature this week takes us to a shell museum in North Norfolk. But first, here's information desk.
Well, just to thank you this week for all your kind remarks regarding Chatterbox. We're pleased that we can cheer you up and even give a double delight to Mr. Wallace, who we sent two memory sticks by mistake.
Have you something to say? Have you ever felt the urge to write? Come and join others with the same interests and work together to reveal your inner voice. The NNAB runs a group that will give you the opportunity to express yourself through the written word, whatever your vision problems. The club meets between 2 and 4 p.m. on the third Tuesday of the month at the NNAB Bradbury Centre. The cost is £3. Their next meeting is on the 15th of August. To find out more, please call Mark or Elaine on 01603 629 558. That's 629 558. Or you can email Mark Smith at nnab.org.uk.
Can you sing or play a musical instrument? Even if the answer is no, but I'd like to go along and join singers Rachel and Jill at an informal acoustic music group on the second Monday of every month. The next session is on the 14th of August and runs from 1:30 to 3:30 at the Bradbury Activity Centre. All singers, musicians and aspiring performers of any level are welcome. Admission is just £3, including refreshments. For more information and to book your place, contact Mark or Elaine on 01603 629558. That's 01603 629558. Or email marksmith at nnab.org.uk.
Now we have news of a whistleblower who has revealed that mental patients are being transported in ambulances without adequately trained staff. In Wyndham, a ceremony was held to celebrate 50 years since the installation of 10 bells. Former Norwich City star John Fashanu is in a Nigerian jail. And we have news of the best sausage rolls in Norfolk. But first, the whistleblower.
Mental health patients in Norfolk are being transported in ambulances by staff with no mental health training, according to a whistleblower. But the driver said after he repeatedly raised concerns about this with his employer, private ambulance firm ERS Medical, he was investigated by the company's HR department, had extra checks been carried out on his ambulance, and has been on sick leave since last year with stress. The whistleblower, who we are not naming, said he and his crewmate would regularly be asked to pick up patients with mental health issues from the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital and take them home, despite ERS Medical having a specialist mental health team based in Norwich. He said he was given no extra training for it, and it was not in his job description. The whistleblower, who was paid £8.03 an hour, explained that he first approached his bosses in March 2016 with his concerns. An ERS medical spokesman said the firm carried out a risk assessment before arranging journeys for patients with mental health conditions. If the hospital staff indicate that a patient has specific mental health needs which create a risk to themselves or others, ERS Medical will allocate a specialist team with mental health training to provide an appropriate level of care and dignity for the patient during the journey, ensuring the safety of our patients and crew, the spokesman said. But the whistleblower said rather than getting clarification on the issue, extra spot checks were carried out on his vehicle. He then went to HR in late summer 2016 to raise his concerns. He said they were initially sympathetic, but he ended up being investigated by HR himself. All the allegations were unfounded, he said. but he said his concerns were being ignored and the subsequent investigation into him, when he tried to whistleblow, took a toll.
A special ceremony was held in Windham Abbey to celebrate 50 years since its 10 bells were installed. To mark the occasion, bell ringers from across the Diocese of Norwich came together for a bell ringing competition on Sunday, July the 30th. 5 teams representing the different areas of ringing associations, North, East, South, West and Windham, were given half an hour to practice their skills and put together a melodic tune. One team member, Peter Adcock, was a teenager when the bells were installed and had been in the ringing dedication service in 1967. The teams were judged by 2 bell ringers from Bedfordshire who had recently organised the Ringing World National Youth Contest. After being carefully scrutinised by the judges, the Northern Branch were declared the winners. Hayden Charles, the Abbey's ringing master, said the judges praised their neat and tidy rhythm. The ringing was good, the judges' comments were firm and fair and very encouraging, he added. We feel we had a successful day and the weather held off very nicely, which is always a bonus. The tradition of bell ringing competitions at Windham Abbey can be dated as far back as 1731, a time when it was not uncommon for gamblers to bet on the results.
Former Norwich City footballer John Fashanu was put into a Nigerian jail with 200 other prisoners after being arrested over an alleged land sale scam. Fashanu, 54, who played 7 games for the Canaries and scored once during his time at the club in the early 1980s, was detained at his home in the capital city, Ajuba, 2 weeks ago after being accused of selling land that was not on the market, according to the national newspaper reports. Police arrested Fashanu on suspicion of criminal conspiracy, and he was then taken to the Hellhole Jail, where he stayed for 2 days before being released on bail. A friend of Fashanu, who wanted to remain anonymous, played down the arrest and claimed it was a misunderstanding between friends. He added, "This is a business deal between friends, and this has gone south, and the police were asked to basically mediate. It will all be sorted out very quickly. It's just a business deal." Fashanu and his brother Justin were sent to a Barnardo's home after their parents split up when they were young boys, and they lived with a foster family near Attleborough. Justin scored 40 goals for the Canaries, including his famous strike against Liverpool in 1980, in 103 appearances between 1979 and 1981. He became Britain's first £1 million black footballer when he transferred to Brian Clough's Nottingham Forest in 1981 and was the first player to come out as gay in an interview with the tabloid press in 1990. He took his own life in 1998.
Judges have decided that Archer's Butchers make the finest sausage roll in Norfolk. A team from the business in Plumstead Road, Norwich, won the pork stock sausage roll-off and will travel to London in January to represent the county at the great sausage roll-off. Butcher Jamie Archer said, "Of course, a great sausage roll must have great quality pork. We buy our pork from Tim Allen at South Creek, where all the pigs are outdoor reared in superb conditions. A nice crispy pastry is key, with a perfect balance between the meat and the pastry. In my view, the sausage meat needs to be quite chunky, and the flavour mustn't be oversweet or sickly. A little bit of bite is essential." Pork Stock is a free event taking place on Saturday, October the 14th, at Norfolk Showground. More details at www.porkstock.co.uk.
The feature this week was written by Evening News arts correspondent Ian Collins. Ian found that Sir Alfred Jodrell was not only an astronomer and church restorer, he also set up a really wacky museum, the Glanford Shell Museum. Here is Anne Gretton with the details.